And then, you know, you
can so before the 25 minutes, you mean?
So or you're scheduled to stop at 14:45.
So you give me a heads up at
you can do it at 35.
Okay. Right? Yes. Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay. All right, people. Let's do the second block today. I'm very happy, actually excited about this talk. So Samuel from this Rivos company will talk about what's going on in the RISC-V landscape, and I think. Yeah, I'm excited because the next big step in our community, right, from open source software to open source hardware. So take it away, Samuel.
Thank you. So yeah, I'm Samuel. I work for a company called Rivos. It's a startup that does RISC-V things. And today I'm going to talk about confidential computing with RISC-V and how do we want to implement, an open source implementation of confidential computing. The previous talks have mentioned things like OptiE, some of them have mentioned things like SGX or SEV. Those are all hardware implementation of the security attributes that the first talk talked about, confidentiality, protection of memory, confidentiality of data in use. And this talk is really about why we want to achieve that with RISC-V, and the difference between the RISC-V implementation and all other existing implementations is that everything is done in the open, everything is open source, and everyone here in that room is free to come and help and contribute to that implementation. So that's why I think it's interesting. Hopefully I'm not wrong. Okay, who was on the RISC-V dev room before? Okay, so that's needed, huh? RISC-V, what is RISC-V? RISC-V is a free and open ISA, not open source ISA, because there's no source. It's an ISA, an instruction set architecture. So it's free, as in everyone can use it, can build a CPU out of it without paying in license, any fees or anything like this. Actually, everyone is free to take half of the specification, implement some weirdo CPU. It doesn't matter. You can take whatever you want out of this specification. And it's open in a sense that everything is defined in the open. So all the specs that are frozen, that's been ratified and accepted by the RISC-V International Foundation, they're ratified and some modification can be added to it, but it's more difficult. But between the time they start to be specified and the time they are ratified, everything is open. So it's on GitHub. You can go and put some comments and some pull requests on CPU specifications that are actually used in the real world. So it's quite interesting. And yeah, the specifications are released under an open source license. There are two volumes for the specification. It's fairly small. It's actually 300 pages, which is, I think, almost the same amount of pages that x86 uses for documenting the move instruction. So it's a good comparison. So yeah, it's very small. It's easy to read. Just go ahead and grab it. And yeah, the